Welcome to Texas Telestrator, everybody. I am your host, John Harris. No Coach O'Brien today. He's getting ready for Tennessee during Thanksgiving week. But thought we'd take you through a couple of key plays. Well, one key play from Sunday. Unfortunately, a loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. But there was a, I would say, highlight reel play for the season. And it was one that almost got the Texans to a victory. We're going to take a look at that and then a little bit of Tennessee Titans. So let's take a look at the pick six of Jonathan Joseph and break down why this play happened the way that it did. One of the keys, and I wrote about this for Game Day Magazine, is coverages. When you look at coverages, it's all about 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the number tells you how many guys are covering that many portions of the field. So if I tell you this is cover 0, that means everybody's got a man and there's nobody. There's no safety net whatsoever. This is man-to-man coverage all the way across the board. Jonathan Joseph is going to be the key. He's got A.J. Green. These three guys over here are going to take these three bunch receivers. We're going to take Danielle Manning. He's going to take the back here, and everybody's covered. There isn't anybody left in the middle of the field. This is risky. It's gutsy. But as the Bengals were getting a number of throws underneath, Romeo Crennel decided to dial up a zero blitz. You're going to get DJ Swearinger coming through here and getting the hit. And then you see Jonathan Joseph make the play for an A.J. Green and take this one to the house. Let's watch this all the way through. And you'll see all these guys down here are supposed to be covered in zero coverage. And had Andy look down here, could have been trouble. But when Andy does get some heat, he wants to look up here at the top with A.J. Green. And you can see Jonathan's in really good position here. And as we run this play through, you'll see how Jonathan reads the break A.J. Green. Not a great route by A.J. whatsoever, but we'll take it. And then Jonathan breaks on the ball, and boom, he's got it, and it's 60 yards to the house. And you'll see at this point, DJ Swearinger making two plays. Number one, he gets the hit on the quarterback. But then watch the very end of the play as Brandon Tate, who's right here, is sprinting down the field. And you'll see DJ pick him up at the last moment right there. Two huge plays by DJ Swearinger to get Jonathan Joseph in the end zone. And I'll tell you this, had Jonathan gotten caught from behind and that ball got knocked away by Brandon Tate, it could have gotten ugly. But because DJ Swearinger picked him up, the South Carolina guys looking out for South Carolina guys. Now, take a look from the end zone view at the blitz itself. As DJ Swearinger, we're all coming. Clowney off the edge. Holds a little bit longer. Clowney maybe gets there, dipping the shoulder underneath Andrew Whitworth. Jameson's coming. Whitney, we're all coming. And Daniel Manning's going to take the back right here. And then here comes Swearinger, and nobody to cover him to get to Andy Dalton and force him into a bad throw. Here's your end zone shot. And there it is, opening wide. Boom, gets a shot. And there goes J.J. off to the races for what would be the biggest play of the game, making it 16-10 in a game the Texans probably had no business being in it, really stayed in it with that particular defensive play. Excellent job all across the board. Great hustle by J.J., great read, but everybody made a part of that play for the defense. All right, it's time to move on and leave Cincinnati in the rearview mirror. So let's move on to the Tennessee Titans. We've already been here. We've already looked at the Tennessee Titans, but it's a different squad from 3 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago from the time the Texans have played them, in particular at quarterback Zach Mettenberger. And on this particular play right here against Philadelphia, you'll see a concept that the Titans used, that the Texans actually used on Andre Johnson's big catch on Sunday against Cincinnati. We're going to clear out and clear out, and then we're going to come underneath right here and try and hit this crossing route right there. That is what Zach Mettenberger can do because he's got that kind of arm. He's wanting to hit this area right over here. Gets a little lucky here, but because he's got the arm strength, he can work this ball across the field. His protection's good, and now you see Justin Hunter coming across right here, clearing out, clearing out. And here comes Justin across the middle, and you'll see a tip there. But because of Mettenberger's arm strength, Hunter's able to catch on the fly and get in the end zone. One of the most athletic players in the entire AFC South, Justin Hunter with a touchdown right here. We'll take a look at the end zone view. Eagles only rush four. Show six, only rush four. This is good protection by Tennessee. They give Mettenberger a lot of time because he needs it. And he eyes this route, very similar to the way Ryan Mallett did against Cincinnati. And then he's going to deliver the ball with some arm strength. Gets tipped, and then Justin Hunter makes the play. Some might say he got a little bit lucky, but without Mettenberger's arm strength, without the offensive line protection, and the athleticism to get across the field, this play doesn't get made by Tennessee. It resulted in a touchdown and got them back in the game at 17-7. Athletic offensive pieces, and Justin Hunter, an arm like Zach Mettenberger that's getting better and better. This team's going to come in Sunday ready to prove something, and this play shows you a little bit about what they can do on Sunday at NRG. Appreciate everybody watching. Go to HoustonTexans.com for all the versions of the broadcast, whether it's the broadcast, the condensed, or the All-22 film. And if you ask nicely, at Jay Harris Football on Twitter, I might do a little telestrating for you. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you next week.